Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details. Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hi, ladies. It's your host, Sherry, and we're back with another episode of Perspectives with Sherry. I hope you all are doing well. Myself, I am actually trying to get over a little head cold, so I apologize if my voice isn't as vibrant as it normally is, but today is Wednesday, and we have an amazing vlog for you ladies on healing in hobbies. Who knew that finding a hobby was very, very healing? But we're going to talk about how, and we're going to talk about why. But before we get into that, if you haven't yet, go ahead and join the Perspectives family and subscribe. Please hit that subscribe button and add in the comments any feedback that you have. Let us know what your hobbies are, and we will chat back with you. And also, you know, share it. Share it with a sister, girlfriend. When I find something good, I always like to share it. So if you would please go ahead and subscribe, share, comment, and hit that notification bell for all of you that are watching me on YouTube. For those of you out there in the Perspective fam that listen to me on the audio podcast, we are available on all platforms where you find audio podcasts. Go ahead and follow and download the episodes and then provide us some feedback and let us know your story, your journey of hobbies and healing. So I want to start out by talking to you a little bit about why I wanted to do this blog. First of all, this month we have been focusing on self-care and wellness. You know, we are in January in a brand new year. It's 2025, y'all. And I think that it is so important for women in midlife to really start prioritizing ourselves, our care, and our wellness. Not like one-off spa days, not like one-off, you know, trip to the nail salon, but literally making it a part of your day-to-day, making it just as much a part of your day as God giving you the gift of waking up, you know, finding some time to prioritize yourself and care and your wellness. And part of that is finding something that you love, something that gives you fulfillment and joy. And that can be in hobbies. And, you know, a lot of times I found myself when at work or in taking classes, you know, one of the first things they do is they want to get the room to go around and introduce themselves. And sometimes as icebreakers, they'll say stuff like, hey, you know, what is your name? And tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe give us some of your hobbies. We've seen it on applications sometime, list your hobbies. And, you know, as I found myself getting older, I was like, I'd write down the ones that you expect, you know, and these are true things I love to do. You know, I'd write down a reading, writing, you know, I used to really, as a child, love to write. I would write short stories and novels. And I did that from a little girl into my college years. It just was a way that I could escape and really very cathartic. But as I got older and got married and had a family, my children, was raising my children, those things took a back seat. And so, in all honesty, when I would be asked, what are my hobbies? The truth were, I don't think I had any, y'all. And that was partially because I wasn't taking the time to do the things that I enjoyed. outside of, yeah, maybe if I got a few minutes to grab a nap, or, you know, when I could work out, or, you know, go do something, you know, a date night with the husband or something with a friend. But a hobby is actually something that you do that will contribute to you, that can promote stress relief and managing your mindfulness and presence. And for me, just recently, you know, I think it's even more important when you find yourself at the point that your children are getting older, they have their own activities. And then it's kind of like, you know, your husband may have a hunting club, or he may have fishing, or, you know, he may play like rec ball or something. And it's like, what do you do? What do you do for fun? What do you do? What's a hobby? What's something you do to pour into yourself? So, y'all, let's talk about it. For me, about a year ago, I started podcasting. And I just got back from a PodFest 2025, which is a festival for content creators and podcasters like myself. It was absolutely wonderful, by the way. Those of you that are podcasters or content creators, that is synonymous. You need to attend, if not PodFest 2026, find one that you want to go to and go. There's something about finding something you love and then finding your community, people that love the same thing. When I say that I got my entire life that week, those 4 days that we went last week, I am telling you, I came back so inspired, so full. Their stories and the reason that they started doing podcasting and their platforms, what they stood for, were just, it was a plethora of things, but it was just, all of it was so touching. And so for me, podcasting was that. For the 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or however long I come on and I talk to you all, is a time for me, just me, to get things off my chest, to talk about things that I love. I have another channel, Alleged Actually Podcast, where I talk about reality TV shows. I'm a big time reality TV buff and pop culture. I enjoy entertainment news. It's my thing, y'all. And I get for 45 minutes to an hour to talk about that and to laugh and to have fun. And then over here at Perspectives with Sherry, I get to talk about the topics that are important to me at this phase in my life, like so many of you women that are over 40. My health, my wealth, empowerment, the things that when I was younger, I just didn't have time to do much to think about that. You know, I was in survival mode. And so now I have the time to pour into myself, and podcasting is my thing. But there are many different things. You know, some people I know enjoy. I have a good friend that loves to go fishing. And not only does she love to go fishing, it's like her gift. It's almost like she can cast out her pole and the fish jump on the hook, y'all. I mean, it's crazy. But it gives her joy and it brings her peace. And it's something that, you know, take 5 seconds and ask yourself, you know, do I have a hobby? So let's talk about it. So the healing power of hobbies, it can be a stress relief, y'all. You engage in hobbies, it can lower your stress levels and provide a sense of calm. There's a mindfulness and a presence that comes when you're doing your hobby. And then emotional healing. Because it's creative, or even if it's a physical hobby, you can process your emotions and provide an outlet for self-expression. And then boosting self-esteem. Learning and improving new skills can increase confidence and self-worth. So now that we've talked about kind of what it is and why it's important, now let's talk about how we can discover what the right hobby for you is. Here's some questions that you can ask yourself. What interests you? What are you interested in? What did you enjoy as a child? What relaxes or excites you? So remember I said, I love watching reality TV shows. It's my thing. One of the ladies, when I was at the podcast, asked me, and she was joking, but she was like, you know, what trauma did you have that makes you watch these, you know, crazy shows or whatever? And I said, no, it's not that. It's in my daytime job, I have to do a lot of critical thinking. So in my spare time, I love mindless TV. But I'll take it a step further. I really love watching these shows because these are real people. And yes, y'all, I know reality TV isn't always real. It is very much produced. And I know all of that. But there's an element of it. You have people that sign up to do these shows. And I love to analyze people. It's my thing. I love the interaction of the groups that they put together and whatever the scenario is, whether it's a show where it's a competitive type edge to it, or like a Real Housewives where it's women that come together in groups. There's a group dynamic and I really love the analyzing piece of that. By the way, I am an analyst by trade. So, I mean, maybe that's that too. But for me, I watch it and I really get into it. And it may be silly to some people, and I don't care. It's something I enjoy. So again, think about something that interests you. And like I said, also, what did you enjoy as a child? Same thing, y'all. I was not an outside girl. I wasn't outdoorsy. My mom used to be like, y'all go outside and play. And it was literally like torture for me. I was allergic to grass. I'm scared of bugs. I'm scared of frogs. So outside time wasn't my thing, though I would get out sometimes and do a little something, but I liked staying inside and watching TV. And even though that's not necessarily healthy for a child, it is what I truly enjoyed, y'all. So you see how I took that and spin that and applied that to create my hobby. And then what relaxes or excites you? Well, I told you. I love turning this camera on or this mic on and just letting it all out for about an hour. However long, you know, that's what I enjoy. But what is it for you? Think about that. Ask yourself those questions and reflect for a minute. And then you can try something different. Even if when you ask those questions, you're still kind of like, I don't really know. I'm still not, you know, really clocking in. Because, you know, we always come up with the ones that everybody says, oh, you know, I want to journal. I want to write. I want to read. And all those things are good. I mean, you can still enjoy those things because I do very much. But I would not consider that my absolute hobby. Trying different things like from creative arts to physical activities to intellectual pursuits. You know, my daughter is learning a new language. She's learning Japanese, which is so cool. My mother has recently, she's so creatively gifted, but she has recently started to paint. And y'all, when I say some of the beautiful paintings that has come out of her ideas and that she has put together and created, it is an awesome thing. My mom is 75 years old. She's like a Picasso right now. I mean, she has a gallery in her spare room of just absolutely exquisite art because she's taking the time. She used to do a lot of worrying, you know, a lot of worrying about her grandkids, her kids, her great.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Grandkids, and the stress level was starting to affect her physically. I am so thankful to God that she took time to step away from that and to concentrate on something that she could do, that she could focus on, that she could, you know, use her creative skills, and that something that brings her joy and peace. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. So that's another example. And so explore hobbies that align with your current lifestyle and time availability. You don't have a ton of time, you know, like mom is retired, so she can literally get lost in her painting for hours. Whereas then I don't have hours and hours, but I can hop on and go live for 45 minutes or do an hour video or sit in for an hour and think of ideas and be creative on ideas for my podcast. So some budget-friendly hobby ideas. There are some free or low-cost hobbies such as journaling, gardening. I have a good girlfriend that has recently realized she just loves being out in the garden. She loves my husband. He loves to garden. That's his thing. He's from New York City, and you know, he's the one that's always outside. I mean, I come from a family that was big into agriculture and farming, and green thumb I do not have, but my husband loves it. You know, it brings him joy. And so there's walking. There's, like I said, learning something new through online resources. There's so many things out there, y'all, that don't cost anything. You know, there's some Google classes you can take. There's some webinars you can sign up for. You know, there are things out there. Leverage community resources like your local libraries, free classes, like I said, in online communities. And then let's talk about overcoming barriers to start a hobby. Addressing the I don't have time mindset goes back to what we talked about. If you didn't get a chance to listen to or watch our panel discussion on prioritizing self-care and wellness with Andrea Hahi and Shannon Dentice, you need to go back and watch that. It is available now. Please go back and watch that video. It was so many good tips, so many good thought-provoking things that were said. Important conversations. So go back and watch that if you haven't yet. But the I don't have time mindset. What can you do with the time you have? If it's 5 minutes, what can I do with that 5 minutes? You know, for 5 minutes, maybe I can go and meditate, take a few deep breaths. I can for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you've got. Journal, you know. Write a paragraph about my day or my thoughts. Write down your goals and your dreams. Read a chapter out of a book. You know, there's a lot, you know, so get over the I don't have time. Let's dispel that mindset. Letting go of the fear of not being good at something new. Child, if I gave this up because of a negative comment, I would have stopped a long time ago. Get over it. Get over the fear. Look, now is your time. Go for it. I'll go back to another example. My mom, she's now self-published her first book. She's 75. It's never too late. And, you know, you don't worry about what anyone says. When you have an idea, when you have a dream, follow it. Do it. Let go of that fear. You know, a lot of people have asked me about podcasting. You know, how did you get started? I actually started with my phone, an O-ring, sitting in one of my spare rooms and just talking. It's not that complicated. Just do it. And don't worry about what anyone says. You know, I had a conversation with my brother, who's also, he's the one that encouraged me to do it. He has a podcast, Goatcast Hoops and Goatcast Podcasts, for all things NBA basketball and WNBA. Check them out. But one of the things we talked about was, you know, it was this thing of, well, I don't want to promote it on my personal social page. Why not? Why wouldn't you? Look, if it's good enough for you to do, somebody may like it. If it's one person, who cares? Don't be ashamed to support your own dreams. If you don't believe in you, who's going to? So promote. Do that. Don't worry about what other people say. Find the things that bring you joy and peace and do that. Just let that go. And then making small, intentional steps to incorporate hobbies into your daily life. So, you know, we talked about also, we don't do resolutions this year. We're just going to be intentional. Be intentional about what you do. So be intentional for finding time. You know, when we say self-care, that looks like many different things. But be intentional about incorporating a hobby, something that's just for you. The social benefits of hobbies. That's another aspect. Building connections with like-minded people. Y'all don't know. I can't say it enough. We talked about when we were at the festival, you know, your core five. if you want to, you know, become a real estate investor, surround yourself with folks that are in real estate investing. If you want to be an author, talk to and find a community in other writers. If you want to be a podcaster, find your networks. Go to these festivals. Put yourself out there. Now I have a community of some amazing people. And they pour into me and I'm going to pour back into them. Surround yourself with like-minded people. You can't be around those naysayers that are, oh, well, you know, I couldn't do that, or, well, that's silly. Why? No, no. Find your community. That's what pouring yourself into something that you really love, your hobby, will help you find your community. Okay? So we can do that also. Join in hobby-based community or groups, both in person, online. Like I said, I attend these festivals. I've now grown a community of wonderful content creators that I will collab with, work with, bounce ideas off of, and you can do the same in your respective hobbies. There is a community out there that is like-minded. Find them and strengthen in relationships through shared activities with friends or family. My brother and I, like I said, and my son, my daughter, Bria, also, she's my co-host on Alleged Actually. And I have another co-host, Joey, that has become someone that is very important to me. So you can find, like I said, your community, but you can strengthen also relationships, friendships, and family. You know, now my brother and two of my children share the same passion. And we can have conversations about it and bounce ideas. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So what I'm going to say in summary, guys, is I want to remind you that hobbies aren't about perfection. So, you know, it's not about me being here. I mean, I want to have a huge following, but that's not why I do it, y'all. I do it because I love it. And I do it because I want to help somebody. And it also helps me. So do it for the joy and fulfillment of it. And y'all, I want to challenge you to try something new. And then I want you to do me a favor and share that in the comments. So comment and let me know, what are you going to try new? What are you going to implement that's your new hobby? And y'all, I just want you to take this time in life. Like I said, why put it off? Now is the time. There's no greater time than now. Take some time and invest in yourself. You won't be sorry. So guys, again, I just want to tell you that there is healing in hobbies because it is a time that you can find a part of yourself that you didn't know existed. The more I do this, the more I enjoy it, the more I have grown, the people I have met, I have grown my circle, and I have surrounded myself with some phenomenal people. And it's just going to keep going, y'all. And so I want you to find your niche. I want you to find your hobby. And so I want you to also share with us and let us know what some of those are. Guys, also, I want to tell you that I thank each of you that have been supportive of me through this journey. Those that support me over at Alleged Actually Podcast, and those of you that have followed and come over here with me to Perspectives with Sherry. It means everything to me. Everything to me. So I want to thank you. Thank you for pouring into me. And I want to encourage you, take some time, develop a hobby, an interest. Start seeking out the things that you've always wanted to do. Make time to do it now, y'all. I'm just want to reiterate again, you've got to start to put yourself first. You've got to prioritize yourself. And that, my friends, can be in the beginning stages of finding your niche and finding your hobby. So y'all, that's what I have for you today on my vlog. I want to take some time to encourage you to come back, because next week we're going to have an interview with Lynn Cedarlaw Aristo, who is a certified menopause fitness coach, and she's the host of 40 Plus Fitness for Women podcast. She will be on next Wednesday, and we will be talking about fitness in menopause. And she's an expert, y'all, and she's going to give us some tips, some things that really will work on reshaping your body and getting you healthy, getting you fit. There is a way that we need to work out that doesn't look like it used to, y'all, in our 30s and our 20s. You know, there's some things that we need, and one of those things is lifting weights. We're going to talk about it, and that will kick off my series in menopause. You know, I've asked for feedback, and what I received was a lot of questions regarding menopause. And so we have Lynn Cedarloff Aristo. We have Dr. Patel coming on, who is an OBGYN that's going to talk about some of the lesser known symptoms of menopause. Y'all, it is eye opening and you're not going to want to miss it. So go ahead again. If you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to the channel, y'all. I really am going to be bringing some very insightful and informative and really powerful women that are going to bring you some great information that's going to help you. And again, if you're listening on the audio platforms, go ahead and follow so that you can be notified. We will be updating every Wednesday, so look out for that new episode. So guys, again, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Go out today and start something new. Do something just for you because you're worth it. Remember, here at Perspectives with Sherry, it's about the best chapter in your life. And we're focusing on health, wealth, and empowerment and all the wonderful things that feeds into it. All right, guys, go out, be intentional, and be great. Until next time, bye.